Welcome to the Christmas Crunch Podcast. It's only 53 days until Christmas Day. Have you procrastinated in getting your Christmas plans together? Well, you're not alone, and I want to help. Hey everyone, I'm Chris Ann Blair, Christmas coach and founder of ChristmasOrganizing.com, and I'm here guiding you through 24 days of creating a Christmas plan so you can calm the Christmas chaos for 2019. Today is day two of the Christmas Crunch, and our topic for today is setting up your Christmas notebook. Your Christmas organizing notebook is the foundation of your organization plan for the holiday season. Writing lists and ideas down in a notebook may seem like a large task, but it can easily be overcome by breaking the steps down. By creating a notebook, you will have everything at your fingertips, and you can continuously reference it for reminders and directions concerning your Christmas plans. The first item, and the most important, that you will need is a three-ring binder. I recommend a minimum of 1.5 inches so that you can have room to expand as you add items. While your notebook is the most important item for your Christmas planning, there's a list of other items that you will need to have when assembling your notebook. Number one is a three-hole punch. This is so that you can add items to your notebook easily, whether it's the Christmas organizing forms or ideas that you have printed off of the internet. The next thing is dividers for a three-ring binder, and I recommend that you buy the ones that are extra wide so they'll stick out past your page protectors. The next thing is slash pocket folders. These are really handy because you can put them in with each section of your notebook, and you can collect items in the pockets for you to do things with later. Another thing is page protectors. Those are really great for keeping loose items, recipes, craft ideas, magazine pages, different things, receipts, anything like that in your notebook. Of course, another thing to have is notebook paper. That's really important so you can write down lists. If you do not have the Christmas organizing forms, you can utilize the notebook paper to keep lists and do things that we reference using the forms for. Another great thing that I have in mind is a zippered pouch. And, you know, think back to when you were in school. This is one of those little pouches. You can pick them up for a dollar or two. And they just great place to hold your pens and pencils and your other loose items. Now, the next item, which we will go into further tomorrow, is your calendar. You need a calendar for the whole year. But if you just want to do November and December for right now, that's okay. It can be a store-bought one. You can print it from the computer. And also, I know many of us use online or digital calendars. Even though I do that, I still prefer to have a hard copy of one just so that I can write things down and then later transfer them over into my digital calendar. So the other thing is to have pages that are designed with photo pockets in them. They're usually four to a page. And what I do with those is I put recipe cards and address cards and other small items in there. It's just kind of like a divided up page protector. Then you want to have colored pencils or a multicolored pen. I love my multicolored pens that, you know, I think back to my teachers having them where it has red and blue and green. I found a great pack of them, relatively inexpensive at Sam's. So I have all kinds of different colors, and I love that. And we'll go into more details on what you're going to use those for later on. And the last thing to have in your notebook is business size envelopes, the number 10. So those are like the longer envelopes. And I like to go, especially now that it's Christmas time and Christmas items are out at the office supply stores, I get red or green or ones with a Christmas theme on it. And we're going to be using those for various different things as we work on our budget and some other areas. All right, so now you kind of know some of the things that you need to have to put your notebook together. Make out a shopping list, and you need to go shopping for those different supplies, but go shopping around your house first and see what all you have that are laying around the house that you can utilize. So that will reduce the cost that you have. Now, the next thing to talk about is creating your notebook tabs. So this is really kind of up to you as to how you do it, because it depends on how you celebrate Christmas and the things that you may need more space for. In my notebook, I have the following tabs. I have calendar, I have a savings and spending plan, my gift list, shopping and storage, Christmas cards, crafting, decorating, entertaining, kitchen, cleaning, events, and traveling. Now, some of them have larger sections, more stuff behind them than the others, but I go ahead and divide all of them out. You can combine some if you need to in order to save some space. So once you have that together, then the next thing you need to do for today is to assemble everything into your notebook. So go ahead and fill out those dividers and put right on it what it is that you're going to put behind there. Put some page protectors in behind each of the categories and just kind of get your notebook ready to start adding to it and to filling out forms. Be sure to check out the Christmas Crunch page on ChristmasOrganizing.com for a day-by-day topic list and for information on joining the Candy Cane Club via Patreon to get full access to all the materials in the Christmas Crunch, including over 100 forms to use in your Christmas notebook. Membership starts for as little as $1 a month and includes early releases of books, materials, podcasts, and more. Each podcast, I will be giving a shout out to current Candy Cane Club members. And today, I would like to say a big thank you to Susan G., Cassandra C., Ashlyn B., Barbara D., and Carol B. Thank you for joining me today. Tomorrow's topic for the Christmas Crunch is creating a Christmas calendar. Make sure you have your calendar ready and be sure to put a reminder in it to come back to ChristmasOrganizing.com and listen to the podcast. And don't forget to join our newsletter email list and get a copy of the Basics of a Christmas Organizing Notebook PDF for free, which has all the basic details of setting up your Christmas notebook, your Christmas calendar, and creating a Christmas savings and spending plan. The link is available on ChristmasOrganizing.com. Merry Christmas, everyone.